Leia couldn't sleep. She hadn't slept much since they'd placed her in this cell. The mattress was lumpy and old and uncomfortable. Still, she knew that wasn't why she lay awake. She had slept on harder ground, softer hammocks, even in trees, and in another more antiseptic and evil prison. She couldn't turn off her brain. She kept going over what Ehrmuth had said about Club Watu, about how they thought there were conspiracies, plural, afoot. Ehrmuth said that both she and Han were now members of the club, and that she should not despair.
"One way or another, my dear,"
the old Bothan had rumbled,
"we're getting you out of here. Do not doubt that."
She didn't, but she doubted they would ever uncover the conspirators in time. She doubted that Padmal Ovin would see what was right there in plain sight. She doubted... Leia heard noises, and saw the darkness in the hall lighten slightly. Someone was coming. Two someones. Two sets of footsteps. And they had glow rods. She sat up, straining to listen.
"Highly unusual, sir," said someone.
"So is the situation, guard,"
came Padmal's gruff voice.
"And Jedi Solo is a highly unusual being. Now open the door and leave us alone, or you'll be looking for new employment."
They appeared at the door. The guard, an annoyed-looking Sullustan, shut down the force field, permitted Padmal to enter, reactivated the field, gave them both dirty looks, and departed.
"Rank hath its privileges," said Leia.
"What brings you here at this hour? Good news, I hope."
Padmal, carrying the glow rod, began to pace.
"Not at all, really. Though it may be good news in the end, for you at least."
He paused and looked at her solemnly.
"You think I don't listen? Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do. I thought about what you said, and all that has gone on recently. And I shared your concern with Dorvin. There's apparently a sort of club that sprung up around such concerns as you raised."
Hope rose in Leia, warm and rich and fierce.
"Club Watu,"
she murmured. He nodded.
"I don't know much about it. Don't need to know. Enough that Dorvin and the Admiral are involved. Better that way. They share your opinion about the conspiracy. They had discovered some kind of connection among Bramson, Lesserson, and Jaxton."
"The poisoning!"
Leia remembered her conversation with Javon Thules.
"It was designed to discredit the GAS. And Perova..."
"Put her people in instead,"
Padmal finished.
"And now, she's dead. Bramson is dead, and Treen and Lesserson have disappeared. That leaves only one."
"General Jaxton,"
breathed Leia.